It's Nick Kostos and Mark Melusis on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
20 minutes away from the power hour, all our bets. 14 games, side total, and Prop is going to preach, give you some prop bets for week number 3 in the National Football League. Again, it is the Power 80 Minutes, a.k.a. the Power Hour. It starts 20 minutes from right now. We will begin with the Bills and the Washington football team 20 minutes from right now. But before that, we welcome to the show the energetic, the entertaining, the informative, the absolutely insane, and we mean that in the best way possible, our pal, Brad Evans. Brad does an amazing job, SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. He's the executive producer of gaming content for our friends at Bally Sports. He is on Twitter at Noisy Huevos. Brad, happy Phenomenal Football Friday. Welcome back to You Better You Bet with Nick and Moose in for Ken here on BetQL. Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigos! Let's make some money this week, gentlemen.
Yeah, let's do it. I love it. That's great. I mean, there's no better intro than what Brad just fires out there. Brad, I guess, what have you learned here from the first 2 weeks, as we're always learning as handicappers, that you take into week 3 of the NFL?
That the Atlanta Falcons defending any way, shape, or form. And for that reason, I'm all over the New York Giants in several avenues of betting this week. This is the week, folks, that Saquon Barkley washes off the stink of the first 2 weeks of the regular season and resembles the all-pro form of yesteryear. I talked to a couple of insiders to this Giants team, and they both believe he's officially going to be unleashed in this matchup against those deep-fried Falcons, who are good for a 16-piece bucket, and not necessarily a field in an inside an NFL stadium, as they've given up 4.6 yards per carry the running back position this season. So I think Saquon over 61.5 rush yards. I lock that in. I'm loving that wager. I like him for an anytime touchdown, plus 100 I've seen at some outlets. Like, how often do you get plus odds on a Saquon anytime touchdown? That is a rarity. So I'm going to take advantage of a meek defense. And also, too, love me some Daniel Jones, particularly on the ground. I fired off a ticket earlier this week on the over 25.5 rushing yards. The RPO plays are here to stay. According to Jones himself, it's the favorite wrinkle so far that he has played in within this Joe Judge system. So that's only going to continue him taking advantage of those opportunities. So all about Saquads and Daniel Jones in this delicious matchup against Atlanta.
Brad, I'm going to follow up with you on this game against the Atlanta Falcons, because I love, on the Atlanta side, I love me some Kyle Pitts in this game. Giants can't stop opposing tight end.
Yes.
And I feel like if Taylor Heineke doesn't miss Logan Thomas on some plays last week, like, maybe this Pitts number is even a little higher. So Pitts, I love that one. And on the Giants side, in terms of the passing offense, I know Galladay's questionable, but I think the expectation is that he's going to play. I think this could be like a squeaky wheel game for Galladay after he screamed at Jason Garrett on the sideline last week. Now game 3 here after having no practice time with Jones in the preseason. What about those two players, Pitts and Galladay, and anyone else on the passing offenses for either team that you like?
Yeah, here's the issue with Kenny Galladay. I totally agree with your viewpoint and your line of logical thinking, because I think it's spot on with him. But the biggest issue for Kenny Galladay is he's a guy that could get injured in a pillow fight. So as a result, there's always some downsides there with some of the soft tissue issues that, could crop up with him. I love the over on Sterling Shepard on receptions in this game on the 5.5 line. I mean, he has been the alpha dog so far within this scheme. And yeah, look, this I think there are going to be points, a plethora of points scored in this matchup. And I'm with you on Kyle Pitts. No Russell Gage. He's inactive in this contest. I think the 52.5 line, which it was what it came out at, it just criminally low. I think it could be 60 plus. I think it could be a touchdown for Pitts. I'm all in on that. And I'm waiting for Cordarrelle Patterson and some of those props to surface. I have not seen any yet on receptions or rush yards, but he is going to continue to be a fixture, probably getting 7-8 carries on the ground. And a guy, too, going to see a lot of action inside the red zone, much like he did last week, scoring twice against Tampa.
Brad, I want to ask you, what about, you mentioned about the Giants-Falcons game. Let's move out west a little bit. How about Broncos and Jets? Anything that, that you like in that one?
Too much, actually. so let's start off with the Jets side of things. This is one of the most absurd lines I have seen anywhere at any sports book this week. Michael Carter, Okay, Michael Carter's receiving yards, it depends where you shop. I saw it right now, right before I came on with you guys at 9.5 yards. It was as low as 6.5. Anything under 10, I think, is a gift from the gambling gods. Michael Carter's role within this offense is increasing. We're seeing an increase in opportunity share. We're seeing an increase in snap share. He has run a combined 20 routes through the first 2 weeks, and he has sailed past this number. You got an aggressive defensive front. So if Zach Wilson is looking for that binky, that safety blanket underneath, it's going to be Michael Carter. He could do this on one catch. So I love the over on that. I love the over on 1.5 receptions as well. And Courtland Sutton, I was waiting, on pins and needles and waiting anxiously for his props to finally arrive and surface, and they did. I jumped all over the over on 4.5 receptions, jumped all over the over on 62.5 receiving yards. He is going to see a lot of Brandon Echols in coverage. A rookie DB, a later round pick, and he's got like a 5 or 6 inch height advantage on him. And Teddy Two Gloves, who is breathing fire right now, I think is going to take advantage of that. So I think Courtland Sutton could have another beastly day after re-arriving onto the scene for sports bettors and fantasy players as well last week going over the century mark.
Brad, a game that I like here a lot for fantasy purposes, for stacking purposes, for player prop overs, is the Ravens and the Lions. The total in this game is 50. I think it's going to go over the total here. The Ravens are going to run all over them. I know Lamar Jackson's questionable. Yep. I think we expect Lamar to play. Hollywood's questionable, but he practiced on Friday, albeit in a limited fashion. And I'm sitting down and I'm like trying to like pare down my props because like I've been playing like 6 games thus far this season, but this is one of those games where I feel like I like a lot, whether it's Tyson Williams, whether it's Lamar, whether it's Hollywood, whether it's Quintez Cephas or TJ Hawkinson. What do you like in the Lions Ravens game in Detroit on Sunday?
I think my affections for this game may outduel yours, my friend, because I think I am up to like 5 or 6 bets so far in this game alone. I can't resist it. It's irresistible. It really is. It's like tequila on a Thursday or really any night for me. TJ Hawkinson over 5.5 catches. I'm in on that. You look at Baltimore, they face the creme de la creme of the position already this season in Travis Kelce and Darren Waller, and they got used and abused. They just got tossed around. TJ Hawkinson, I think, is maybe just a half a step down or below Darren Waller in terms of what he brings to the table talent-wise. And again, in a game in which you're probably going to have a negative game script overall, the Hucker Spaniel, I like to call him because of the long locks. He looks like a Cocker Spaniel, so it only fits. I think it's another 7-8 reception game for him. So I'm in on that. Tyson Williams, man, is the real deal Holyfield in my estimation. He is right now number 4 in yards after contact per attempt among all running backs here through 2 weeks. I love the burst. I love the juice. I love the power. And I love the over on his 56.5 rush yards in this game. It's a hello to Detroit, for crying out loud. Put up right around 5.7 yards per touch, the running back position. And a little bonus time as well with Tyson Williams. I like the over on 12.5 receiving yards as well. A guy that's averaging a 12 routes run per game so far through 2 weeks. So those are my top 3 props. But then again, it's just a buffet of sports betting goodness in the props market in this contest.
Brad, I want to ask you about, what's your take on Chargers, Chiefs, big number when you look at the total? Anything you like in that matchup?
Oh, absolutely. Give me CEH over 2.5 receptions. Now, look, they have forgotten about CEH. It's like, you never forget about Dre. We learned that from Eminem. And, I think this Andy Reid-led offense should not forget about CEH. And I think they're going to come to that realization. They're going to have an epiphany. The man was not targeted at all last week. And that is inexcusable to me. The reason why he was drafted, mind you, with a first round pick, was to come in and maximize matchups in the pass game against linebackers that just would not be able to contain him, given his jukes and his burst. And I think they have forgotten about that. And I think they're coming back to the notion of, okay, we're going to try to utilize him in the quick hit game, the screen game, in the flat. So I'm over on 2.5 catches in this game, which, talk about a plethora of points, a lot of pew, 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 shootout appeal. So I like that one quite a bit. And I love Mike Williams over everything. 5.5 receptions, low 70s on his props as well. Joe Lombardi said he was going to play the Michael Thomas role. And a lot of time you're just like, it's a bunch of BS, a bunch of poppycock, horse patootie. But Joe Lombardi got it right. Joe Lombardi is utilizing him in a Michael Thomas role. Mike Williams is seeing a massive target share. He's getting it done. He's, you know, expanding the route tree overall. I think this is another 7-8 catch game. I think he's north of 80 yards. I think he's got a good shot of scoring a touchdown because Kansas City, guys, has given up 10.4 yards per attempt through the air so far this season. And by the way, too, way over on Justin Herbert and his pass yards prop. If he even crosses over to 300, take the over. I think he's going to finish right around 340 to 350. He's cruised past this already twice this year.
You better. You bet. BetQ. Phenomenal Football Friday. Nick Costos, Mark Melusis in for Ken Barkley, chatting National Football League Week 3 with the great Brad Evans of SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio and Bally Sports on Twitter at Noisy Huevos. Brad, you're in Chicago now. What's your expectation for the new Bears starting quarterback, Justin Fields and company, as they travel to Cleveland this Sunday?
Oh, man, my arousal level is sky high, gentlemen. I'm not going to lie to you. There's no reason for pants. There really isn't. And I'm just so giddy. I'm ecstatic. I'm just over the moon at the prospects of Justin Fields. And I'm looking at my chops. And, you know, I'm looking at the rush yards prop. I liked it when it opened at 39.5. I don't like it so much now at 53.5. But there is a sinking suspicion that he could still get the over and land in the 55 range when it's all said and done. You know, Fields is a special, special talent. And, you know, what we saw like with Jalen Hurts late last season or even early career Josh Allen, yeah, you may be unrefined through the air, but his ability to tuck and run in an RPO-based system, and I think you're going to see that wrinkle really added to the scheme under Matt Nagy here in this game playing in England, I think is high in the Windy City. So, you know, you look at Cleveland, you know, they didn't really bottle up. Tyrod Taylor didn't bottle up. Patrick Mahomes on the ground. But, you know, Fields is a completely different beast. And I think he's going to come in. And when you have Dave Montgomery there that you have to account for, and the fact that Allen Robinson and Darnell Mooney, and he got a big arm quarterback who, by the way, is leading the NFL in average depth of target right now at 10.5. He completes one deep ball down the field. It's going to open up everything on the ground. And he's just going to chew up real estate in the process. So, a look to the Bears to really attack the edges with some of those RPO plays and the speed and the power of Justin Fields. Again, don't feel great about the over on the 53.5. Liked it a hell of a lot better on the over 39.5. But for an anytime touchdown at, you know, plus 200, as high as plus 290 at some books, that is the best bet on the board, in my opinion. He will score with his legs.
Let's move out. How about one of the sexier matchups week 3? What do you like in Rams and Bucks?
Well, in that game, there is some really creative player props that are out there. And one that's not so creative. I love everything over Cooper Kupp. Why? Because Ross Cockrell is a giver. Oh, he's so generous. Just serves up easy catches on a silver platter. Remember, he's filling in for the injured Sean Murphy Bunting, who's on IR right now with that forearm injury. But Ross Cockrell, guys, has been targeted 14 times and has given up 12 catches. He's given up a 140-plus pass rate in his assignments. Now you get the great Cooper Kupp out of the slot. Godspeed. Godspeed to you, Ross Cockrell, because you are going to get abused in this game. So I like the over on the 6.5 catches for Kupp. I would take the over as well, the yardage prop. And one that really caught my eye, I found fascinating, gentlemen. Robert Woods over 1.5 rushing yards. This is a real prop. It is available, and it is outstanding. This is a man who had at least one rush attempt in 16 of his last 20 games. He has gone over this in 13 of those 20 games, and he's done it in back-to-back. So all I need is one jet sweep, and Dak got to be doing a jig for all the monies in the living room. So Robert Woods, be good to me. Feed him, Sean McVay. One jet sweep, that's all I'm asking.
Brad, I'm kind of bullish on the over Washington-Buffalo game. It's 45.5. Do you see scoring from both of these teams? How do you see it playing out in terms of the player props, Washington and Buffalo?
Yeah, I think the number is good on the total, quite honestly. I mean, it's slightly into the over here. I mean, I believe in Taylor Heinicke. I think he's a real deal Holyfield type of guy. You know, will continue to play well. He's got that duality. You know, I felt when Ryan Fitzpatrick went out, it wasn't much of a step down. It was more of a parallel move overall. One of the player props in, you know, in this game in particular, I really like is Antonio Gibson. And a lot of people have written him off, particularly fantasy football players who are just you know, unsatisfied, needing that instant gratification, just completely impatient. Well, if you are of the patient type, you will be richly rewarded because he is still seeing over 72% of the opportunity share. He is still inside the top 12 in yards after contact per attempt at 3.27. And, you know, I know Buffalo's only given up 3.4 yards per carry the running back position, but I think Gibson, his time to shine is now. And now with the lowered rush yards prop, sitting at 61.5, that's off by 9 yards based on my estimate. So I like the over on that, and I'll take the over on anything Stephon Diggs. You know, I got it at 77.5 of the yards. I know it's up around 79.5, 80.5 at some books, but he should feast on this Washington secondary that I think is largely underachieved so far in the young year.
I'll be on that dig over as well. We'll talk about player props to the Bills in Washington on the other side. But Brad, fantastic job as always here on You Better You Bet. Wishing you best of luck this weekend, and we look forward to catching up with you soon here on the show.
Don't do me dirty, Justin Fields. I love you.
Oh, Justin Fields forever, baby. I'll be on some of these Fields props as well. The great Brad Evans with us here on You Better You Bet. Quick break, and when we come back, Power Hour. NFL picks for week number 3. Phenomenal Football Friday.
How should you bet tonight's player props? The Prop King, Nick Costos, has your answers on You Better You Bet from BetQL.